We're now joined by retired Army Major General Robert Scales. General Scales is an NPR war analyst, wrote the U.S. Army's official account of the Gulf War, titled Certain Victory. General, thanks for being back with us.
It's nice to be back, Scott.
And help us make sense of what we're seeing this morning. Army units coming in, not necessarily holding ground, but on the other hand, obviously we've seen what would seem to be not retreat so much as soldiers shucking their uniforms and running away.
Well, I think what's happening here is an attempt to answer the big question mark in this campaign, which is what happened to the Republican Guard, where did they go, and what's the degree of resolve and will to fight that's left in the force? And the only way you can really you can't determine that from overhead surveillance. You have to go in and sort of test the enemy's resolve face to face. And I think what happened with the 2nd Brigade Combat Team is they did exactly that, and they got the answer I think that they were expecting to get.
And based on your experience, General, what does this suggest to you will be the next movement by forces?
Well, I think it demonstrates a couple of things. First of all, the Republican Guard did not fall back into the city to establish a sort of citadel or hedgehog defense, which was the concern earlier on. Secondly, what it demonstrates is that the city is assailable. That is, we don't necessarily have to attack the city block by block, but we do have access to the city and the ability to move through the city. So I think what it says is that what this remarkable campaign is doing is that it's following the doctrine, which is to establish a loose cordon, to control entrance and exit from the city, to command the city from the outside, to maintain the ability to maneuver through the city whenever the U.S. forces deem it appropriate, and slowly but surely close the noose around Baghdad until the internal structure in the city collapses.
General, can I ask you to put yourself in the position of the Iraqi military or Iraqi defenders? And maybe we ought to speak of three or four different heads at this point, both whatever is of the leadership of the regime and, for that matter, individual soldiers. Is there a strategic option for them?
Well, let's approach it from two levels. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's talk about those who have a great deal to lose and about what's to happen. That's the Special Republican Guard, the ruling elite, and the special security forces that are in the city. I'm sure they're frightened half to death, and they realize that they have two options, both of which aren't really good right now, because I'm sure they're afraid of an internal insurrection, and the consequences of that would be terrible for them. Secondly, let's look at the private soldier, the Republican Guard soldier, or perhaps the regular Army soldier who has retreated into Baghdad, and think what's going through his mind. He sees this huge, monolithic, inexorable force all around him in the air and the land. And I'm sure he must be, that young man must be frightened to death worrying about what's about to happen next, because as all soldiers know, the thing that you fear most in close combat is the fear of isolation and the fear of the unknown. And I'm sure both of those are weighing heavily on him. And in addition to that, mm-hmm. I suspect he has no leaders, no one around him to help him understand what's about to happen.
Major General Robert Scales, thank you very much for speaking with us. Major General Robert Scales, one of NPR's military analysts, on that morning when U.S. troops have pressed on ahead into Baghdad. And it's now 18 minutes past the hour.